He is sanguine about the limitations of human knowledge. I think Locke seems to think that it's just useful to point out to us that we do have these limitations, and, you know, we'll be far less hasty to draw conclusions, and we will be more tolerant of each other when we keep in mind that we're not infallible, and in most cases we're very, very, very fallible. Well, Locke conceives his project really as being, he says he's the under-labourer for the great virtuosi of Boyle and Sydenham and Christian Huygens. So he sees himself very much as making the way clear for the scientists to then come in and make great headway in scientific knowledge. And scientific knowledge, not just for its own sake, but scientific knowledge that was going to be useful, that it was going to take away pain and suffering, that was going to be beneficial to human beings. He's clearing away the intellectual rubbish, the stuff that kept the intellectuals in their ivory towers and was stuff that prevented progress, prevented new ideas. Really, he really is clearing the way. He's making the mind an empty slate.